Just very quickly, South Africa has for many decades had an auto sector that has been thriving, but it's based on internal combustible engine. And these are going to be phased out. Our major export markets are the EU and the US. And one of the big challenges we face in thinking about integrated battery value chain all the way to the EV, as well as, of course, stationary energy storage. One, where will the finances come from when you're competing with so many other demands? And OEMs would only commit when they see the value of what you are going to present them with, especially in the context of countries that are putting in significant amounts of money, the US with its IRA, the EU with state aid, grants, and combination of support from regional development funds. So this is a challenge that developing countries face, even with those that have relative capabilities. So for the African continent, I think we have to think in terms of the regional value chain and the deployment of development finance institutions, working with international parties to develop some of the capabilities that we do not have. And in any case, no single country can produce to completion the integrated battery value chain. And perhaps finally, and again, in the context of the African continent, we have, at basic level, at least for now, the Africa Mining Development Center, and I think we could scale it up as a repository of knowledge, of R&D activities, and international partners can contribute to this in the way, for an example, they have done with CDC Africa. So there's no neat path to developing these CETMs, and I think the best way is to think regionally if there's a dispersion within a continent or across a region. Thanks.